Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, and Peter said to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords. Who is the great I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. Glorify the
From the very beginning of Luke's historical record of the church, of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells of the events that took place among the followers of Jesus. So much of it is exciting and encouraging, positive and reflective of the great Spirit of Christ moving about in men and women's lives. However, this portion of Scripture that we have read is a record of that which is not at all like the other things happening among the believers of the church in Jerusalem. From Luke's account, not only did the death of this couple bring fear upon the other Christians, but it had some effect upon others who heard of it. Sad as it is, these two Christians sought the praise of men and conspired together to deceive the church about the donation that they were making to help the needy. The only reason motivating this action was to be given praise, when in reality, they were not giving what they said. We know that Christians giving and our offering to the Lord is to be free will. The teaching of the New Testament makes it clear that God expects us to give as we have been prospered, as we have purposed in our hearts, and without anything under compulsion or grudgingly. The Scriptures declare God loves a cheerful giver. Passages speak of giving generously, and that is what we are sowing. And he says, if we sow sparingly, we shall also reap sparingly, and if we sow generously, we shall reap the same. But the issue at hand is not the amount of money this couple received from the sale of their property, nor the amount that they gave to the church. It is the deceit and the lie that they told to receive the praise of others. Jesus had warned his followers to not do the things to be seen of men. He spoke of the self-righteous religious folks who observed giving into the treasury. Some blew a trumpet because they wanted others to observe what they were giving. Some folks prayed long and loud in public so that they would be considered very religious. They wanted the praise of men, and Jesus rebuked the hypocritical ways of some who practiced their religion before men to be seen of them, while warning his followers not to do that. He taught his followers to lay up their treasures in heaven, and he instructed his disciples to serve the Heavenly Father. Ananias and Sapphira didn't practice the teachings of Christ. Their deceit was exposed by the Holy Spirit. Their lies that they told to gain the praise and approval of men cost them their lives. We need to remember first that our giving, and their giving, that is, was strictly on their own. They could give whatever they chose to give. They were under no obligation to sell the property, nor to give it to the church. God intends for his people, those who are called by his name, to live honest lives. This account from the early church tells us of just how important this virtue is in the eyes of God. Let us today take the warning from the Scriptures and model our lives after the likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ, because he did all things that please the Father.
Time won't matter anymore.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.